Well, there isn't a player in the Buffalo theater scene more significant than Lorna C. Hill. So this is a major passing. This is an historic loss, and she leaves behind an astonishing legacy. Having founded Ujima Theater Company in 1978, kept it going all of these years with her commitment to African-American drama and to women, running a multiracial theater ensemble, Buffalo's longest continuously running theater ensemble. And she has a lifetime of breaking down barriers between people, of advancing the arts. She was, interestingly, the first woman accepted by Dartmouth College. People often asked her, oh, were you the first African-American woman at Dartmouth? And she will say, well, I was the first woman, so I guess by default I was also the first African-American woman. She was the first at all. And she is a vivid personality. She's not the kind of person you would forget. I think that for many people, that Reader's Digest thing, if you were going to write about one of the most unforgettable people I ever met, it would be Lorna. And she was an actress without superior. She played countless roles and put her indelible mark on so many of them. I can think of dozens and dozens of performances by Lorna C. Hill that are just fixed in my mind as beautifully rendered and memorable. We'll miss her tremendously.